Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
When you wrote, Charlie's choices were crushing. I couldn't undo them, but I was free to make my own. And, you know, it's so true that we can get stuck in the choices of others, but somehow we do have to reclaim our own ability to choose our response to evil. And I want you to talk about why that is such a critical part of the healing process.
You know, I think it's easy to feel powerless, which makes a situation seem hopeless. But, you know, through the love of God and through the redemption of the Lord and through who He is, we are not powerless. You know, I knew that there was nothing I could do in my own strength to overcome the situation, but I also knew that there was nothing that was impossible for the Lord. And so realizing that God is able even when we're not, and even when we think the circumstances aren't capable of being changed, God is still able.
So good. You wrote that these questions plagued you. What kind of man would execute little girls? How could my Charlie be that man? Were there signs there that I missed? Could I have stopped this? How can I explain what he did? Marie, how'd you sort through those questions, and do they continue to plague you?
You know, just laying them down at the feet of the Lord and allowing God to give me his perspective on my life and on his love for me and on who, you know, he saw me to be even in the midst of those circumstances. Sometimes we want questions and answers and things that we're not going to be able to have. You know, there were so many questions that only Charlie knew the answer to that I didn't have. And so it just became for me a time of sitting down with the Lord and laying out before him all of the things that I was thinking and feeling and allowing God to do something with that, knowing that I wasn't going to get the kind of answers that I wanted, but knowing that God was still going to do something with my questions and bring me healing if I allowed it. And it wasn't like I only had to do that one time. You know, the process of healing and forgiveness and just dealing with our emotions is oftentimes several, you know, many times over of coming back to him with the same thing and allowing him to continue the healing process even in deeper ways in our hearts.
You know, grieving is such a painful thing to go through, but you're almost, you know, twice burdened when you're dealing with something that you didn't know. You know, I hear about a wife who loved her husband, thought they had a great marriage. He dies, and she finds out the finances are completely in disarray to the point that she's left with this mess, or maybe that he's not been faithful, and vice versa. But you're grieving the loss of someone you loved in a life you thought you had, but then you're also grieving, you know, the things that you didn't know were going on under the surface. And what was most helpful to you, Marie, in sorting through some of those kinds of things, were that sense of maybe even betrayal, that how could my Charlie do this? What was most helpful to you in that grieving process?
You know, just to allow the Lord to speak his truth of who I am and the life that he has planned for me and my children beyond that moment, you know, to bathe myself in his hope and his joy, even when the circumstances didn't seem to give way to that, but just really allowing him to do exactly what it says in that verse of Isaiah 51, that, you know, he will bring thankfulness and joyfulness, that he'll show us how to be thankful for things that we still, you know, can treasure inside of our hearts. And so really it was just the shifting of my mind from everything that surrounded me in the natural to all of the things that the Lord promises us in the supernatural,